From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, December 31st. It's been 2 weeks since two teenagers went missing while duck hunting near the Thermalito After Bay. As NSPR's Alex Stutson reports, officials are now having to change their strategy after the search became too difficult.
The teens were last seen in the Thermalito After Bay after a kayak overturned. The Butte County Sheriff's Office says the agency had been searching the water using sonar. They would then use divers or remote control vehicles to check what they found. Those divers had previously found belongings and articles of clothing owned by the teenage brothers, but now they're being called off. The Sheriff's Office says that's due in part to the risk of entanglement in the After Bay's thick vegetation, which is between 4 and 10 feet tall. Silt stirred up meant divers could sometimes only see inches ahead of them. Divers also had to limit their time in the water to prevent hypothermia, and the thick vegetation also prevented accurate sonar readings. The sheriff's office says it is now shifting to a more limited search using methods like boats, aircrafts, and canine units. The mother of the missing teenager started a GoFundMe page. She said she was told the search is now for recovery, and the funds would be used to help lay her boys to rest. A candlelight vigil was held for the two teens on Saturday. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, disaster loans will once again provide financial relief for people impacted by natural disasters thanks to additional federal funding. New legislation recently signed by President Joe Biden will fund the Small Business Administration, or SBA, with $2 billion and allow the agency to resume issuing disaster loans. The loan program exhausted its previous funding back in October. These low-interest disaster loans are provided to homeowners, renters, businesses, and nonprofit organizations to reconstruct, repair, and replace property damaged by disasters. The SBA says over 21,000 qualified applicants will have their loan offers confirmed. Those seeking a loan can apply online or call the agency's toll-free number. And the fire that engulfed Bidwell Mansion in flames is still under investigation, but NSPR's Eric Adams reports that several organizations are now discussing the future of the grounds.
California State Parks says it is working with local organizations to figure out what's next for the mansion's park. Some of those organizations include Chico State, the Machupta Indian Tribe, and the Bidwell Mansion Association. California State Parks says decisions about the future of the grounds will rely on community input and engagement. Investigators determined about 2 weeks ago that arson had caused the fire. California State Parks told NSPR the arson investigation is ongoing and that there are no further updates to provide. The agency says the site is self-insured, meaning recovery costs come from the state budget. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Additionally, cities across the North State are getting ready to ring in the new year. A celebration at the Garden of Lights in Redding's Turtle Bay Exploration Park will feature food trucks and live music. Tickets are $32, and proceeds go to educational programs at the park. In Chico, the Museum of Northern California Art will host a New Year's Eve party with a photo booth, live music, and dancing. Tickets are $30. The Joss House Historic Park in Weaverville will hold its annual Lunar New Year celebration in mid-February. The park describes its temple as the oldest continuously used Chinese temple in the state. And finally, New Year's Day marks the 136th annual Rose Parade in Pasadena. But Chico will get a little bit of representation in the parade this year. A teen from Chico is set to perform with the Salvation Army Tournament of Roses Band. 14-year-old Carter Boyd will march the almost 6-mile-long path of the parade, playing the snare drum. Action News Now reports that Boyd has been playing the instrument since he was 10 years old and auditioned for the band last summer. His family members have also previously participated in the Rose Parade. The Salvation Army Band has participated in the event for more than 100 years, according to parade officials. It's made up of musicians from Salvation Army chapters across the nation. In the 2025 parade, they will be joined by a guest band ensemble all the way from England. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, December 31st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.